I'm going to ask Aileen to read from 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and to read from verses 23 to the end of the chapter.
好，接下来我先给大家诵读一下哥林多全书第十一章，从23节一直到这章的末尾。我当日传给你们的，原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来，祝谢了，就掰开，说：这是我的身体，为你们舍的。你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。饭后也照样拿起杯来，说：这杯是用我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候，要如此行，为的是纪念我。你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯，是表明主的死，只等到他来。所以无论何人不按理吃主的饼喝主的杯，就是干犯主的身主的血了。人应当自己省察，然后吃这饼喝这杯，因为人吃喝若不分辨是主的身体，就是吃喝自己的罪了。因此在你们中间有好些软弱的与患病的，死的也不少。我们若是先分辨自己，就不至于受审。我们受审的时候，乃是被主惩治，免得我们和世人一同定罪。所以我弟兄们，你们聚会吃的时候要彼此等待，若有人饥饿，可以在家里先吃，免得你们聚会自己取罪。其余的事我来的时候再安排。
If you're going to participate in Holy Communion, there are a couple of prerequisites or expectations.
那如果你要参与领主的圣餐的时候呢，我先要说明呢是有一些前提条件的。
First of all, you need to be a Christian who's been baptized and you are following Jesus.
首先呢，你应该是一位已经受洗的基督徒，并且是跟从主耶稣的。
But Paul also reminds us that we need to have our sins forgiven.
那保罗呢，也同时提醒我们，我们的罪要得到赦免。
If we have sinned against others or against God, we need to confess that before we eat the bread and drink from the cup.
如果我们对人犯了罪，对神犯了罪，那我们首先要认罪，然后才能够领这个饼和这个杯。
Because he says, if you don't confess your sins, then you will be judged by God.
因为圣经里说，如果你不认自己的罪，就要会受神的审判。
And so I'm going to ask you just to take a few moments of silent prayer and confess any of your sins and find God's forgiveness this morning.
所以我请大家有一段安静的时间来默祷，在神面前认你所有的罪，祈求他的赦免。
In John's first letter, he said that if we confess our sins, God will forgive us.
在约翰的第一份书信当中，他说，如果我们认自己的罪，神会赦免我们。
And so now accept God's forgiveness in your life.
现在就来领受神在你生命当中所给的赦免。
I'm going to ask those who are serving to come and help pass out the bread and the cup. I will pray before we eat and drink together.
我现在请服侍的弟兄来到前面分派饼和杯，然后在大家一同领受之前，我会做个祷告。 起来祷告。
Our great God and Savior, thank you for sacrificing your body.
我们伟大的神，伟大的救主，谢谢你为我们牺牲你的身体。
Your body was tortured.
你的身体被折磨。
You were unrecognizable.
已经无法辨认。
And you suffered all of that abuse because you love us.
你忍受这所有的苦待是因为你爱我们。
You gave up your life for us, and for that we say thank you.
你是为我们的身体，为我们而舍命，为此我们要说谢谢你。
Thank you.
谢谢你。
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus Christ gave his life for us. He is the bread of life.
耶稣为我们舍了他的身体，他就是生命的粮。
Let us eat with gratitude.
让我们怀着感恩的心一起来领受。
Continue to express your gratitude as we pass out the cup.
在我们接下来分派主的杯的时候，请大家继续的来领受，怀着感恩的心来思想。
Reminds us that Christ shed His blood.
这个杯提醒我们，耶稣为我们洒血。
And He did that for the forgiveness of our sins.
他这样做是为了赦免我们的罪。
Let us drink with gratitude.
让我们怀着感恩的心来领受。
今天所要读的经文是《路加福音》第四章第一到十三节。耶稣被圣灵充满，从约旦河回来，圣灵将他引到旷野，四十天受魔鬼的试探。那些日子没有吃什么，日子满了，他就饿了。魔鬼对他说：“你若是神的儿子，可以吩咐这块石头变成食物。”耶稣回答说：“记着说，人活着不是单靠食物。”魔鬼又领他上了高山，霎时间把天下的万国都指给他看，对他说：“这一切权柄、荣华，我都要给你，因为这原是交付我的。 我愿意给谁就给谁。你若在我面前下拜，这都要归你。耶稣说，经上记着说，当拜主你的神，单要侍奉他。魔鬼又领他到耶路撒冷去，叫他站在殿顶上，对他说，你若是神的儿子，可以从这里跳下去，因为经上记着说，主要为你吩咐他的使者保护你，他们要用手托着你，免得你的脚碰在石头上。耶稣对他说，不可试探主你的神。魔鬼用完了各样的试探，就暂时离开耶稣。
Thank you for this opportunity to come and preach.
谢谢大家能给我这个机会在这里给大家证道。
I got an email from Pastor Sampson yesterday. I would prefer to switch places with him.
我昨天呢收到罗牧师的一份邮件，其实我心里真盼望我能跟他换个地方。
But he needs the rest, so good for him.
所以但是呢，他确实需要休息，所以让我们祝福他。
Now, there is a wonderful children's book that was published back in 1972.
那我要讲那一本很棒的儿童读物呢，是1972年出版的。
And the book is called Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day.
这个故事，这个书的名字呢，就叫亚历山大和一个一天和他非常糟糕、可怕、一无是处、坏得不能再坏的一天了。
Now, I am quite certain that each of you have had one or likely many of those kinds of days.
我确信我们当中呢，每一个人都曾经有过一天或者是很多这样的日子。
Now, you know the days I'm referring to when you ask, why did I ever get out of bed?
我知道你说的是哪些日子。那时候呢，你常常会怀疑，我为什么要起床呢？
Now, you probably know the Bible says, rejoice always.
那我想你可能也知道，圣经教导我们要常常喜乐。
And it says we are more than conquerors.
他也说我们是得胜有余的。
But the reality is that far too often we have days that are full of temptation and testing and trial and tribulation and all kinds of bad things.
但是事实呢，我们常常会面临一些日子，这些日子里充满了各种的试炼、试验、苦难、折磨，所有一切的麻烦事儿。
And so how do you manage those days, those experiences?
那么在这样的日子里你是怎么应对呢？你怎样处理这些经历呢？
How do you survive the bad days?
你怎么样度过这些糟糕的日子呢？
Well, we've just read, Jesus had such days.
那么我们刚才就读到，耶稣他经历过这样的日子。
Immediately after his wonderful experience of being baptized and hearing God say, You are my son whom I love, with you I am well pleased, he went into the desert.
那就是在他刚刚领受了那个美妙的受洗，而且亲耳听到神对他说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的，他就被引到旷野里去了。
Now, if you remember what was written or you look at your Bible again, Luke tells us that Jesus was led by the Spirit.
那如果你还记得刚才读的，或者你现在有圣经，你可以再翻一下。那路加就告诉我们说呢，耶稣是被圣灵引到旷野里去的。
And that for 40 days he was tempted by the devil.
而且40天受魔鬼的试探。
Now, I'm not sure what the Chinese translation says, but my English translation is rather poor at this point.
那我不知道中文的翻译是怎么说的，那我只能说我的英文翻译是很苍白的。
You see, what the Spirit did was actually very vivid.
因为圣灵所做的实际上是非常生动的。
So it's not that the Spirit led him into the desert. That's not what it really says.
不是说圣灵把他引到旷野里，事实上原文不是这么说的。
A better translation is that the Spirit drove him into the desert.
那一个更好的翻译呢，实际上应该说是圣灵把他赶到旷野里去。
Now this is a really dramatic and an urgent action.
这是一个很有戏剧性的也很急迫的行动。
There is purpose behind this action.
在这个行动后面呢也有个目的。
Going into the desert and being tempted, it's not a coincidence, it's not an accident.
进入旷野并且受试探并不是一个偶然也不是一次巧合。
It is planned by God.
而是神所计划的。
Now during the time of Jesus, people believed that the desert was a place to which demons were especially attracted.
在耶稣的时代，人们相信呢，旷野是尤其会吸引魔鬼的地方。
The desert was considered the realm of Satan.
旷野被认为是撒旦的国度。
It was often a lonely place, a depressing, a difficult, a frightening place.
那里常常是一个孤寂的地方，一个可怕的死气沉沉的的地方。
And it was to this place that Jesus was sent, not for a short period of time, but for 40 days.
那么耶稣就是被赶到这样一个地方，不是很短的时间，而是40天。
Now the number 40 in the Bible is usually symbolic for a very long period of time.
在圣经里40天呢，往往是一个抽象的代表，代表是很长的一段时间。
Now it may or may not have been a literal 40 days, but whatever the exact amount of time was, this desert experience was not short-lived.
它可能并不一定是真正意义上的40天，但是不管多长，这一段旷野的经历是不短的。
This desert experience, like many of our own personal experiences, is significant, it's exceptional, it's a long period of time.
这一段旷野的经历和我们很多个人的经历一样，是重大，而且是持久的。
And not only is it long, it is severe and difficult.
不但时间长，而且特别的艰巨。
It is terrible and horrible.
很糟糕，很可怕。
In the desert, Jesus is tempted by the devil or by Satan himself.
在旷野中，耶稣被魔鬼，或者我们说是撒旦他本人来试探。
And this adds to the severity of the experience.
这就更加加剧了这个试探的严峻性。
The tempter is not a messenger from Satan.
那个引诱人的不是撒旦的一个信使。
The tempter is not one of Satan's weaker underlings.
也不是撒旦的一个弱弱的下属。
Satan took on this assignment personally.
撒旦亲自来操刀。
But only a small part of Jesus' experience is to be credited to Satan.
但是耶稣所受的这个所有的试探当中，只有一部分可以归咎于撒旦。
You see, the greatest part must be credited to the Holy Spirit or to God Himself.
更重要的部分应该要归功于神，或者是要归功于圣灵或者神本身。
Now I'm going to return to this thought in just a moment.
我接下来还会再回到这一点上来。
But for right now, we need to unpack Satan's role and actions in this terrible, horrible experience.
那现在呢，我们先来仔细的剖析一下撒旦在这些糟糕的、可怕的经历当中，他的角色和他的行动。
So the scriptures tell us that Satan tempted Jesus.
圣经里说。撒旦他试探耶稣。
To say that he tempted Jesus is to say that he tested or tried Jesus.
说他试探耶稣就是他测试试验了耶稣。
To be tempted is to be put to the proof.
受试探呢就是要证明一些事情。
Now there's two predominant thoughts behind the word tempted.
在这个受试炼这个词背后有两个很重要的思路。
The one thought is to solicit evil.
一种思路呢，一个动机呢，就是要引诱人犯罪。
That is to entice someone to think or to speak or to do evil.
那他就是换句话说呢，就是要引诱一个人去想说或者行邪恶的事情。
So when you are tempted to steal or kill or slander or tell a lie, you are being enticed to do evil.
当你受诱惑，然后你去偷盗杀害中伤或者是撒谎的时候，那你就是受诱惑犯了邪恶的事情。
And if you do steal or kill or slander or tell a lie, then you have succumbed or you have fallen to that temptation and you have sinned.
那如果你真的行了这些事情，就是说去偷盗、去杀戮、去重伤，然后撒谎，那你就是屈服于这些试炼，败在这些试探下面犯了罪。
So the first idea behind the word tempted is the encouragement for you to sin.
所以在第一个动机，这个试炼的动机下面呢，就是要引诱你犯罪。
Now the other thought behind the word tempted is to reveal or develop your character.
而另外一个动机，在这个试探的动机后面呢，是为了能够揭示激发你的品格。
When you respond to temptations, trials, or tests correctly, then you reveal a good and godly character.
当你能够正确的面对回应这些所有的试探、试验或者试炼的时候，你就显示了你身上一个美善的属神的品格。
And when you respond correctly, you also further develop and strengthen your good and your godly character.
当你回应的正确的时候，你也进一步的激发了并且坚固了你身上这些美善的属神的品格。
So how are we to understand the temptation of Jesus?
那么我们应该怎么样来看待耶稣所受的试探呢？
Which thought is behind the word tempted and the actions of Satan?
那么在这个被试炼的这个词背后，还有撒旦的他的行动的背后，到底是哪一种动机呢？
Well, actually, both ideas of temptation are present in this experience.
实际上，在这一段经历当中，这两种动机都存在。
In the desert, Satan is tempting Jesus to commit sin by abandoning God's plan for him.
在旷野当中，这个撒旦他在引诱耶稣去犯罪，通过他能够通过他违背神的计划来犯罪。
You see, God the Father's plan was for Jesus to go and die on the cross for the salvation of the world.
你看，天父的计划是要让耶稣死在十字架上来完成对世界的救赎。
And Satan is tempting Jesus to doubt God's plan.
而撒旦呢，就引诱耶稣去怀疑神的计划。
He is tempting him to preserve or save himself from that hardship of death on a cross.
他引诱他去先保存自己的性命，免受那个十字架上的痛苦。
He is tempting him to rule over the world, to rule over the world not by dying on the cross, but by bowing down in worship to Satan.
他引诱耶稣不是通过在十字架上的牺牲，而是通过敬拜撒旦来统治这个世界。
Now, if Jesus gives in to any of those temptations, he will have sinned and God's plan will have been sabotaged.
如果真的耶稣屈从了撒旦的任何一个诱惑，那么他就犯了罪，神的计划也就流产了。
But as Satan is tempting Jesus, God is using the occasion in a much more profound and important way.
但是就在撒旦在引诱耶稣的时候，神恰恰在用另外一种更加深刻、更加重大的方式来利用这个事件。
You see, God is testing Jesus.
神在测试耶稣。
Satan may think that he is initiating this event and that he is in control, but in fact, God is using Satan.
撒旦可能是觉得是他一手挑起了这个事端，而且在整个事件的过程当中他是掌控的。但是实际上呢，神恰恰是在利用撒旦。
God is using Satan as his own personal tool our instrument.
神就是在利用撒旦做他非常个人的工具和器皿。
Now, remember that it is God the Spirit who drives Jesus out into the desert.
大家记住，是神圣灵把耶稣赶到旷野里去的。
Jesus is to be put to the test through an encounter with his archenemy, Satan.
耶稣就是通过遇到他这个大敌，就是撒旦。才经历这些试炼。
God puts Jesus into the crucible, into some very horrible, bad days to prove that Jesus is really committed to God's plan.
神让耶稣来受这些令人真的是切齿的、可怕的、糟糕透顶的这些经历，就是要证明耶稣他是全身心的服从于神的计划的。
And Jesus is put to these severe tests to both prove and strengthen his own character.
耶稣经历这些痛苦的极其艰巨的试炼，就是为了证明，也是为了更加加强他的品格。
Now, if you look at verse 12, you see Jesus says that we must not put God to the test.
那大家读到第十二节的时候，耶稣说我们不可试探主。
But God has every right to put us to the test.
但是神却完全可以试探我们。
And so, you may recall, he put Job to the test.
大家可以回想一下，他试炼了约伯。
He put Peter to the test.
他试炼彼得。
He put Paul to the test.
他试炼保罗。
And here he puts Jesus to the test.
那在这里他试炼耶稣。
And often he puts you and me to the test.
那常常呢，他也试炼你和我。
Now the test is not meant to cause us to sin.
那么这个试炼的目的不是为了让我们犯罪。
The test is meant to prove our character and to strengthen our character.
这个试炼的目的是为了证明我们的品格，也坚固我们的品格。
Now in looking at this experience in Jesus' life, we need to consider if there is any message or encouragement or instruction for us today.
所以当我们来看耶稣的这段经历的时候，我们也要思考，那么他的这些经历对我们今天有什么启发，有什么思考，有什么指示？
And I believe that there is, so I'm going to mention three things.
我想是有的，那我要讲三点。
First of all,
首先，
Whenever you experience terrible, horrible, very bad days, you need to acknowledge God's presence and take courage.
首先，无论什么时候，当你经历一个可怕的、糟糕的、坏的、不能再坏的日子的时候，你要记住，神是同在的，你要鼓起勇气。
How did Jesus end up in the desert for 40 very, very bad days?
耶稣是怎么会进到旷野里经历了那么糟糕的40天的呢？
God the Spirit drove him into the desert.
是神的灵把他赶到旷野里去的。
And he did it for the specific purpose of being tempted or tested.
他这样做的目的就是为了让耶稣来受试探，受试炼。
Now, Satan was the tool, Satan was the instrument, he was the tempter.
撒旦是工具，是器皿，他是那个诱惑的人。
But the temptation of Jesus was a part of God's plan.
但是耶稣所受的试探正是神的计划的一部分。
So whenever you experience very, very bad days, you need to acknowledge God's presence.
所以无论什么时候，当你经历很糟糕的日子的时候，你要记住神是同在的。
God may seem absent, but he is not.
他可能看起来是缺席了，但不是的。
Whatever happens in your life and wherever you find yourself, understand that God has allowed it, or maybe he has specifically planned it.
无论什么时候，你的生命当中经历什么样的事情，你处在什么样的处境当中，你要记住，这不是一个偶然，恰恰有可能是神来计划的。
Nothing in your life is by mistake or by chance.
你生命当中所发生的任何事情不是一个错误，不是一个偶然。
And so you need to take courage because God is present and He is at work.
你要振作起来，因为神同在，而且他在做工。
Now here's the second thing we need to learn.
那第二件事，
Whenever you experience very bad days, acknowledge God's presence, take courage, and ask for help.
不管什么时候，当你经历非常糟糕的日子的时候，你要记住神同在，要振作起来，而且要寻求帮助。
Now, it is Satan who tempts and entices you to do evil.
撒旦他要引诱勾引你去行邪恶的事情。
But it is God who tests you to reveal and develop your good character and godliness.
而神是要试炼你，来显示你身上的属神的美善的品格。
Now, in either event, you are not left without help.
那不管是什么情境下面，你都不是孤立无援的。
And so you need to ask for it.
所以你只要寻求帮助。
The Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 10 verse 13 said this.
保罗在哥林多前书
No temptation has seized you except what is common to man, and God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear, but when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out so that you can step or stand up under it.
使徒保罗在哥林多前书十章第十三节当中这样说道，你们所遇见的试探无非是人所能受的，神是信实的，必不叫你们受试探过于所能受的，在受试探的时候总要给你们开一条出路，叫你们能忍受得住。
And then Psalm 50 verse 15, Call upon me in the day of trouble, I will deliver you and you will honor me.
那在诗篇五十篇第十五节当中说，在患难之日求告我，我必搭救你，你也要荣耀我。
You see, you will survive your very bad days if you seek God's help.
那么看到了吗？当你能够寻求神的帮助的时候，你就可以安然地度过这些艰难的日子。
Now finally, whenever you experience very bad days, determine to reveal or to develop and strengthen your good and godly character.
那么最后一点我要讲的是在这样恶劣的日子里，你一定要下定决心要来显示并且激发你身上那些美善的属神的品格。
You see, you can respond to and you can manage your temptations and your tests in a way that will be beneficial.
这样的话，你可以用一种非常有益的方式来回应并且处理你所面临的这些试探和试炼。
You can survive your very bad days by learning and growing through your experience.
你不但可以度过这些艰难的日子，而且可以从中学习并且更加完善你的品格。
Discover how you can grow in personal faith.
思考一下你可以怎么样能够更加的增进你的个人的信仰。
Discover how you can build your character.
发现怎样能够培养自己的品格。
Look for ways that you can honor God and continue worshiping Him and loving Him and obeying Him.
找一种方法，发现你怎么样可以荣耀神，并且能够继续的敬拜他、爱他、顺服他。
Don't give in to sin just because you are experiencing a terrible, horrible, very bad day.
不要因为你正在经历一些可怕的、艰难的、非常糟糕的日子就屈服于罪恶。
Identify one way in which you can prove or improve your faith in God and your godly character.
寻找一种方法，看看你怎么样能够证明并且增进你对神的信心，增进你的品格。
Don't waste the experience.
不要浪费这样的经历。
You see, God has allowed it or He has even specifically planned it for a good reason.
你明白吗？神允许这样的事情发生，甚至是他是为了一个特定的好的原因来计划了这些事情。
Now, your experience is not or will not be easy.
你的经历不容易，也不应该容易。
But you can survive.
但是你能够安然度过。
You can survive when you acknowledge God's presence.
你能够安然度过，只要你认识到神的同在。
When you take courage,
当你能够鼓起勇气。
When you ask for help,
当你寻求帮助。
And when you determine to reveal and to develop and to strengthen your good and godly character,
也当你下定了决心，立定了心志，要能够激发、显示，并且坚固你身上美善的属神的品格。
Now, do you know how to make steel?
大家知道钢铁是怎样炼成的吗?
Anybody know how to make steel?
大家有谁知道钢铁是怎么样炼的?
Well, you make steel with heat and pressure.
当炼钢需要温度和压力。
Let me give you the layman's, the uneducated explanation.
我尝试给一些比较外行的、比较通俗的解释哈。
You start with iron and you convert it into something called pig iron.
那你先要把铁变成生铁。
Now to do this, you need to subject the iron to temperatures of over 982 degrees Celsius.
那要得到生铁呢，你就必须把铁放在超过982度摄氏度的温度下烤。
Then you convert the pig iron into steel.
然后才能够用生铁来造钢。
And to do this, you must subject the pig iron to extremely high temperatures as well until it becomes molten or liquid.
那在炼钢之前呢，这个生铁还要进一步的经过高温，然后把它变成融化了，变成铁水。
And then, when it is molten, oxygen at 68 kilograms of pressure is blown into the furnace.
当这个铁水已经生铁已经融化成铁水的时候，再把氧气以68公斤的压力吹入那个熔炉里。
And then the result is steel.
那么这样的结果呢，你就得到了钢。
And that steel can be hardened to varying strength by reheating it up to temperatures of 593 degrees Celsius.
这样的钢呢，然后再把它加热到593的高度呢，593摄氏度的那个温度呢，以后再把它炼成不同强度的钢材。
And then out of all of this heat and pressure, steel of varying strength is created.
通过这些很多步骤的加温加压，那么我们就得到各种不同强度的钢材。
And that steel can be used for a variety of things like railroad tracks and nuts and bolts and automobile engines and parts and kitchenware and surgical tools.
这些不同强度的钢材就可以用来造各种各样的，比如说铁轨啦，螺栓、螺母啦，发动机和它的部件啦，厨房餐具或者是手术器械。
And so, what is used to make steel and instruments of value?
那我再问大家一下，用什么来炼钢和造各种贵重的器具的呢？
Heat and pressure.
高温高压。
Jesus experienced the heat and pressure of temptation and testing.
耶稣就经历了这些高温高压的试探和试炼。
And when you are experiencing heat and pressure, we can learn from Jesus' experience in the desert.
当你也在经受这样的温度和压力的考验的时候，我们可以从耶稣在旷野当中的经历来学习。
When you experience horrible, terrible, no good, very bad days, acknowledge God's presence.
当你在经历一些可怕的、糟糕的、一无是处的、坏的不能再坏的日子的时候，你要意识到、认识到神的同在。
Take courage and ask for help.
振作起来，寻求帮助。
And determine to reveal and develop and strengthen your good and godly character.
下定决心来显示、激发，并且坚固你身上那些美好的属神的品格。
You can survive your very, very bad days.
你就可以安然地度过这些非常糟糕的日子。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 好，再一次邀请大家起立，我们来唱这首回应诗歌。
我的诗歌